Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
Hello, I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the straightforward Nashville sound as reinvented by songwriter Jason Isbell.
What have I done to help? What have I done to help? Somebody save me. What have I done to help? What have I done to help? Not myself. What have I done to help? What have I done to help? Somebody save me. What have I done to help? What have I done to help? Not myself.
I watched the rain, it settled in, disappeared for days again. Most of us were staying in, lazy like the sky.
Jason Isbell was born in Alabama, 30 minutes north of Muscle Shoals and 2 hours-ish south of Nashville. Music in the air. He had a musical family and started playing guitar and mandolin early. His musical journey led him eventually to Atlanta and playing in the band Drive-By Truckers. He lived the life for 3 albums and 6 years on the road. He got married, he got divorced, he went solo, he got sober, he got married, he started a family, he started a new band. No way to tell this story properly in the time we have. That probably ought to be a disclaimer for every episode. Anywho, along the way, he racked up credits, including 9 Americana Awards in America and 2 in the UK and, oh yeah, 4 Grammys. Since 2007's Sirens in the Ditch, he's had a steady climb up the charts and an independent consistency that is really quite admirable. He is also believable, an essential quality in a storyteller. Things feel true, and Isbell doesn't shy from uncomfortable topics. Mainly, people just love his songwriting. Heavyweights like Bruce Springsteen and the late John Prine have sung his praises. KEXP's DJ Cheryl Waters asked Jason about starting to sing.
Those guitars just sound so beautiful, and your voice is just otherworldly.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Do you remember when you knew you could sing?
Last Thursday, when I discovered auto-tune. I wasn't a singer when I was a kid. I was a guitar player, and I enjoyed singing, but I didn't ever see myself as a singer. I just saw myself as a guitar player. And then later on, when I started writing songs, it sort of occurred to me that I could mix the things that I loved the most, which was playing the guitar and reading books, and I could put those together and make stories and play the guitar with those stories, and that could be a thing that I did. And, I don't know if I ever... Like, I always enjoyed singing, especially into a microphone. For some reason, I remember that being like, was it that way for you, Sadler? Like, the first time you sang into a mic, you're like, whoa, this is cool.
Definitely. I think most guitarists learn to sing out of just necessity, too, because everyone's pretty much afraid to sing when you're young.
Yeah. Early bands, that was for sure. Like, I was in bands with friends as teenagers, and nobody wanted to sing. So I just happened to be the person who would step out and do it, you know. Because, when I was in the Drive-By Truckers, I didn't sing all the time. I sang maybe a fourth or a fifth of those songs. And really, it was a huge adjustment when I started this band. I don't know. It's been, I guess, 14 years ago now when I had to start singing all night every night. So that took some getting used to.
Well, I love your voice.
Thank you.
I love when you sing. And so exciting that you have 2 records for us in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
And George Blue... Just such a labor of love, it sounds like.
Definitely, yes, most certainly. We were enjoying ourselves, and I think you can tell on the record that we were enjoying ourselves. It's I've made records for a whole lot of different reasons, but this was the first record I'd ever made just to celebrate something, just as a celebration, to mark and denote the fact that something good happened in our part of the world, in our part of the country. So it was for sure a labor of love.
To my baby, just the other night, that if you mistreat me, there's gonna be a fight. That is why, that is why I like the truth, yeah, I like the truth, yeah.
The latest Jason Isbell in the 400 unit album, Georgia Blue, is a special case. He went on Twitter and said if Joe Biden won the state of Georgia in the election, he would record an album for charity. Well, that happened, and he kept his promise. It's an album of covers of artists from Georgia. Money raised from sales will go to Black Voters Matter, Fair Fight, and Georgia Stand Up. It's available on Southeastern Records. For this session, he was joined by bandmate guitarist Sadler Vaden. They played a couple of songs from the 2020 album Reunions, one from Georgia Blue, and one from 2011's Here We Rest. We are more than excited to present Jason Isbell, live on KEXP.
One, two, three, four. Walking around at night, fighting my appetite. Every kid in cutoffs could be you. Remember when we used to meet at the bottom of Mobile Street and do what the broken people do? Are you still taking notes? The Holy Ghost couldn't get inside you. Do whatever you put your mind to. Will you read me what you wrote when we were locked outside the building, over-encouraged only children? Cold coffee on the fire escape, bet it all on a demo tape, and we still had something left to steal. Remember when we took too much to get a little of the human touch, hand to mouth, reel to reel? Are you still taking notes? Hydrocodone in your backpack, maybe these words will hold the beast back. Will you read me what you wrote, what I said you stole from Dylan, over-encouraged only children? They finally let me be an astronaut. Castle walls that you can walk through. Do the dead believe?
Are you lost in some old building with over-encouraged only children?
That song was called Only Children. It's on our most recent record of original songs. The record's called Reunions. This one's also on that record. Once again, I got Sadler Vaden here with me playing the guitar and singing.
Hello.
From North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. St. Peter's autograph. What's that distance in your eyes? Has your faith been compromised? What can I do to help you sleep? I work hard and work for cheap. Sometimes it's nothing but the way you're wired, and that's not your fault. We're all suffering through a world on fire and the fear we're taught. Now you've lost another friend. Couldn't stay to see the end, 'cause he had somewhere else to be. Cut him down and burn a tree. There's no shelter from the rain. I can't comprehend your pain, but I got on. God here, I will always be right here. Sometimes it's nothing but the way you were raised, and that could have been worse. I see you struggling through the best of days, and still you put me first. What do I do to let you know that I'm not haunted by his ghost? Let him dance around our room. Let him smell of your perfume. Share your best remember when. If he comes through here again, maybe he can make you glad. Bring St. Peter's autograph. Thank you.
You just heard Jason Isbell with the songs Only Children and St. Peter's Autograph.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Jason Isbell.
Sadler, so here's what we're going to do, this next one. We put a record out a few months back called Georgia Blue, and what we did was when the state of Georgia went blue in the presidential election, I made a vow, spur-of-the-moment vow, to record and release an album of my favorite, some of my favorite Georgia songs, songs that were written in Georgia or about Georgia or performed by Georgia artists. And we took all the money from that and donated it to people who are making it easier to vote in the state of Georgia. And this is one of the songs that we recorded for that. This is an R.E.M. song.
One, two, three, go. Walls are built up stone by stone, and the fields are divided one by one. And the train conductor says, driver eight, take a break, take a break. Driver eight, we've been on this trip too long. And the train conductor says, driver eight, take a break, take a break. Driver eight, and we can reach our destination, but it's still a ways away. But it's still a ways away. I saw a treehouse on the outskirts of the farm, and the power lines have loaders so the airplanes won't get smacked. The bells are ringing through the town again, and the children look up, but all they hear is sky blue bells ringing. And the train conductor says, driver eight, take a break, take a break. Driver eight, and we can reach our destination, but it's still a ways away. 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 A way to shield the hated heat, a way to put myself to sleep, a way to shield the hated heat, a way to put myself and my children to sleep. But it's still a ways away. But it's still a ways away. But it's still a ways away. But it's still a ways away.
R.E.M. R.E.M. song.
That was fun.
That's such a great song. So this record that we did, it was a fantastic excuse for me to just come in with a bunch of songs that I already liked, you know? Because when I'm making a record where I write all the songs, I don't know if I like any of those songs or not. So this one was like no homework, you know? Just come in and work the machines, and it was so much fun. I was really happy to get to do it. And, you know, R.E.M. is great. R.E.M.'s great, one of the best rock and roll bands of all time.
I was excited to see a Vic Chestnut tune on that collection. He's a treasure, and more people need to know about him.
Really, Vic's music was a gift to everybody. And I was around him a little bit. We played some shows together when I was in the Drive-By Truckers in Athens, and you know, one of the most hilarious people, and just this kind of like acerbic sort of dark wit that Vic had that seemed to alleviate the stress that you were put in just by being in a room with Vic Chestnut. Like, he knew how to take care of that, you know. And I thought a lot of Vic, and I think a lot of his music, that's for sure. Anytime somebody tells me that I write sad songs, I think you should listen to Vic Chestnut, you know, because clearly you've never listened to Vic Chestnut before. Well, this one's kind of, this is an older song that I put on a solo record years and years ago, and Sadler and I have started sort of revamping it in the hillbilly style. Are you awake enough to go fast?
I think so.
You feel like going fast this morning?
I have my Starbucks.
You got your Starbucks? Good. Can you get up on the neck and pick it out? All right, let's see if we can do it. I'm arriving on the day's last train. Stepping on the platform, trying to see you through the rain. I don't know the ways you've changed since I left, and I really don't care. 'Cause I've done my tour duty, now I'm home and I ain't going anywhere. And I taught myself to tolerate the pain, all the loneliness and boredom, and the work I did in vain, all the work we did in vain. Now I'm not the same as I was. 'Cause I've done my tour duty, now I'll try to do what a civilian does. And I promise not to bore you with my stories. I promise not to scare you with my tears. I never would exaggerate the glory. I'll seem so satisfied here. I've been eating like I'm out on bail. Collard greens and chicken wings and oysters by the pail. Eating oysters by the pail. I'm making up for those lost days. 'Cause I've done my tour duty, now I'm gonna put you in the family way. I've done my tour duty, now I'm home and I ain't leaving here again. Well, I've done my tour duty, now I'm home and I ain't leaving here again.
And that was our live session with Jason Isbell. You heard the songs Driver 8, which is an REM cover, and Tour of Duty. Shout out to our partner station WAWL in Chattanooga, Tennessee, 3 hours east of Jason's birthplace in Green Hill, Alabama. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, you might also enjoy the Fresh Off the Spaceship podcast, the story of the collective of artists in the Black Constellation, Seattle Roots, and Cosmic Reach. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.